What's going on? Y'all know who it is. Alex B. Yo, so today, this is an important one. We're going to talk about cutting the fat off this beast. That's what I'm going to call this, cutting the fat off this beast, right? So a lot of times we get into the entrepreneurship and we got so much stuff going on, so many unnecessary things going on, and we got to figure out how to downsize to be more effective, right? So let me use myself as an example. I always like to use myself as an example because nobody can tell my story better than me. And I know for a fact this is what actually happened. So here we go. So with me, I like a lot of apps. So if an app comes across my screen and I think it's a good app, I'm gonna download it. If there's something I need for the business, I'm gonna buy it. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I can grow and sustain the business. But what ends up happening is I have a lot of extra stuff that I don't need in the end. Right? So every now and then you got to do an audit on what you're actually doing. And this isn't just for business, you know. This is for your bills, for anything. So you got to do an audit. So how do I prioritize things, right? First of all, when I'm looking at things, I'm looking at what are the things that will not go away, right? What are things that will not go away? For example, you need your electric to do you run your business. You see, especially if you're working from home, you need electric. So therefore, electric's not going to go away. You got to pay that every month. Your water, things like that. You need those every month, right? Now, let's go down to the next level. Right? On the next level, we're looking at things, what can you pay off? You see, so you might have a class that you're taking. Or something like that. You know, I know I buy a lot of courses. So sometimes you got to get those on a payment plan, but can you pay those off? If you could pay those off, now you can save money. You know what I'm saying? Instead of keep paying it over time, just pay it off. Now you're saving money. Is there an app that you can pay for instead of paying every month? Can you just pay for it for a year and get that out of the way? Can you just buy a license for it and don't have to pay it anymore? You see? Can you, and then you got the ones where you're paying every month. And you got to really look at those ones that you're paying every month and see which ones don't you need. So let me give you some examples. So with the credit repair business, when we started out with the credit repair business, we was typing everything up on Word. We was doing it all manually, you know, printing out the letters, this, that, and the third, boom. Then I was like, well, hey, there has to be a faster way to do this. So what did we do? On the envelopes, instead of us handwriting everything onto the envelopes, I figured out inside Word, you can create envelopes and you can do it that way. So now I'm still using Word, Office 365. I'm paying for that every month. Then I was like, well, hey, I'm printing out a lot of paper. Let me get HP Instant Ink. So now I'm paying for that every month. So they could send me ink. Then I'm like, what else can we do? Well, let's figure out if we can automate this. Then we found some automation where we don't have to manually type up the letters anymore. I said, okay. Well, is there a program to where I don't have to print out the envelope, like hand type everything into the envelopes? Boom. Then I found a program for that. So now you look at it, I'm paying all this money for this machine to operate, right? You know what I'm saying? I got the letters, I got the envelopes, I got the ink coming. The only thing I got to do is buy the paper, and even then, I'm sure I could have automated that too. You know, so that's the automation aspect of it. I got all these extra things. So now we're like, you know what? Can we make it so that we don't have to do all of this extra work right here? And then we found a way to do that. So now I got to go back. Audit the business and look at it. Well, hey, I don't need this thing for the envelopes anymore. Let's get rid of that. Hey, I don't need all this ink. Let's get rid of that. Hey, I don't need to buy all this paper and all these envelopes. Let's get rid of that. You see what I'm saying? So I had to go back through and audit the business, and that's what you're going to have to do. And you can do this with anything. Go back through audit the business, get rid of things, break it down into three categories. Things that you cannot get rid of, you have to have those. Things that you can pay off, pay those off. if need be. And then things that you can just get rid of altogether. You know, there's a lot of programs like I had Adobe Sign, but I'm not sending things out to get signed anymore. So why do I need Adobe Sign? Let me get rid of that. You know? And that's how you cut the fat off. If you break it down into those three categories right there, you'll get a better look at everything, a better overview, and you can make better decisions and save yourself a lot of time and money in the long run.